This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory on Sunday after he won a runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, reacting to the reported results, criticized the process. He says we've experienced the most unfair election in recent years. All the means of the state were mobilized for a political party. All possibilities were laid under one man's feet. Nearly all of Turkey's mainstream media are under Erdogan's control, which provided scant coverage of Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign. Erdogan's opponents warned that a renewed mandate would likely lead to more crackdowns on critics and a further slide into authoritarian rule. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A deal on the U.S. debt ceiling has come with just days to spare before a potential first-ever government default. Now, President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy must try to round up enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass the measure quickly.
Are you confident this deal will get to your debt?
Yes.
Biden also said at the White House on Sunday, quote, "I think we're in good shape." The compromise announced late Saturday risks angering some Democratic and Republican lawmakers as they begin to unpack the concessions that include spending cuts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday praised his country's air defense forces after the capital Kyiv saw the largest drone attack since the beginning of the Russian invasion. It came as Russia has intensified aerial strikes on the capital this month, and warned the West against escalating the conflict after the United States agreed to greenlight F-16 deliveries. This is VOA News. Some rioters of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 are raking in thousands of dollars in donations. Now the U.S. Justice Department is coming after that money. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For those who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, it's not just a prison sentence they face. Hefty fines are also going along with it. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation. The Justice Department, in some cases, questioning whether the money they have been raising goes to their legal defense when they're getting government-funded lawyers. Daniel Goodwin, who participated in the January 6 riots and was convicted, promoted a website to raise money. The feds now want him to give up more than $25,000. I'm Julie Walker.
A Lebanese art museum, heavily damaged by the Beirut August 2020 port explosion, reopened on Friday, clearing the dust and destruction of the blast that damaged it. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Almost 3 years after Beirut's port blast, the city's Sursok Museum has reopened its doors to the public. Its eye-catching stained glass windows have been restored to their former glory after they were blown out by the blast. Exhibition halls were covered in debris. Precious artworks were damaged. The museum is in the heart of Beirut's Ashrafieh neighborhood, one of those most affected by the August 2020 explosion. 215 people were killed and swathes of the Lebanese capital destroyed. On Friday, the Sursok reopened with five exhibitions. Some explored the museum's journey while others tackled Beirut's history.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The movie The Little Mermaid was the top attraction at the box office in the U.S. over the weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
He went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid easily was the biggest draw for moviegoers. It earned $95.5 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It bumps last week's number one, Fast X, down to second. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is number 3. The Super Mario Brothers movie takes fourth place with The Machine at number 5. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Police in Venice, Italy are investigating the source of a phosphorescent green liquid patch that appeared Sunday in the city's famed Grand Canal. The governor of the region posted a photo of the green liquid that spread through the water near the arched Rialto Bridge. The patch was reported by residents. Images on social media show a bright patch of green in the canal, along with an embankment lined with restaurants. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.